أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يحذفون الكلم من بعد مواضعه يقولون إن أوتيتم هذا فخذوه وإن لم تؤتوه فاحذروا ومن يرد الله فتنته فلن تملك له من الله شيئا أولئك الذين لم يرد الله أن يطهر قلوبهم لهم في الدنيا خزي ولهم في الآخرة عذاب عظيم صدق الله العظيم. Continuing with ayah number 41 of Surah Al-Ma'idah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the ills of the Bani Israel insofar as acceptance of the commandments of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and rejection of the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They had sent people to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam to adjudicate in the matters of qisas, the law of retaliation when one person kills another, and that of rajam, stoning to death in the case of married individuals that have committed zina. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, one was the ill samma'una lil kadhib samma'una liqawmin akharin. They had this habit of attentively listening to lies from who? One was from their own leaders, that they would obliterate, they would contaminate the rule and the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that they would listen to very, very attentively. Then they would listen to other communities, other individuals, like that of the munafiqeen that was sent to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to find out the rule. But they were not listening to what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would say. They were listening to those that had sent them. In other words, they had forgotten who to listen to and who not to listen to, who to obey and who not to obey. The next is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يُحَذِّفُونَ الْكَلِمَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَوَاضِعِ. They displaced the words from its original in which it was placed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed the kitab to them, the Torah, they began to change and contaminate it, adulterate it. First, they began to change the meanings and the implication of the words of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. They changed the words, they moved the words from one place to another. And we find that very clear, that in one incident in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, there was this case that had come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam also with regards to have committed zina, adultery by a married male and a married female. And when they came to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked them, what is the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Torah? You've come to me, that is fine, but what is the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Torah? They began to say to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that a married man and a married woman, if any one of them had committed zina, then that person will be lashed and the face will be blackened. At that time, sitting in the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Salam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was an accepted authority of the Torah and the Injil. This was an undisputable fact that he was an authority of the kitabs of the past. So he said to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, these people lie, call for the Torah. So the Torah was called for. And then he said to them, open to this particular chapter and recite the verses. So when they began to recite the verse, the person that was reciting placed his hand over the ayat of rajam, the ayat of stoning. And very conveniently, he missed that ayat out. Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Salam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, said to the person, to the reciter, move your hand and read what you are covering. When he moved his hand, he recited what he was covering, and it was very clear that even the Torah had the verses cases of stoning to death in the case of a married person, married man or married woman committing zina. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here in this verse uncovers all of this. Further, they had the audacity then to say to each other, يَقُولُونَ إِنْ أُوتِيتُمْ هَذَا فَخُذُوا, that if this rule, this law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has come to you, then only you should take a hold of it. In other words, don't believe in what the Quran is saying. If this was revealed in your own kitab, then you should accept it. And now again, Allah ta'ala had revealed in the kitab, but this was the audacity that they had, the hypocrisy that they had in their hearts. وَإِن لَمْ تُؤْتَوْهُ فَاحْذَرُوا, and if the rule had not been revealed to you, not come to you, then abstain, save yourself, keep yourself away from it. In other words, be very wary of what others are saying, referring to our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about the reality of their hearts and the reality of how Allah Ta'ala would deal with them. Allah says, وَمَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ فِتْنَتَهُ, whomever Allah Ta'ala desires their trial, His trial, in other words, to test them, فَلَنْ تَمْلِكَ لَهُ مِنَ اللَّهِ شَيْئًا, then, O Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will never have the ability against Allah Ta'ala in the slightest bit to avert the trial, the test that Allah Ta'ala puts through to them. That this fitna, this trial that Allah Ta'ala had put to them, Allah revealed a kitab to them, Allah Ta'ala sent a Nabi to them, Allah Ta'ala sent the best of leaders, the best of Anbiya also to teach the Torah, that upheld the Torah, and then came the leaders, then came the ulama that contaminated the kitab. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they were put through this trial, they failed the test, and Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will never be able to make them pass this test against Allah ta'ala. Whatever Allah ta'ala has decided now, you will never be able to avert it. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ لَمْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ أَن يُطَهِّرَ قُلُوبَهُمْ. At this stage now, years, centuries after the Torah was revealed, centuries after they contaminated the words of Allah Ta'ala, they mixed the laws of Allah Rabbul Izzat, they concealed the truth. It was then that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after sending so many Anbiya alayhim salatu was salam to them, Allah ta'ala's decision was that these are the people. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not desire to purify and cleanse their hearts. They themselves had closed their hearts to Allah. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had sealed their hearts. They had put the filth into their hearts, now such filth that it can never be cleansed. And over here, commentators have signaled a warning to you and I as the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Quran is the kitab of Allah ta'ala. The ahadith are the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then we have the athar and the words of the sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us accept all of that. The day when we begin to reject the kitab of Allah, Allah forbid, or the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it must never happen that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala then does not desire to purify our hearts. And then our hearts will remain with the filth of rejection. The filth of rejection of the kitab of Allah, the filth of the rejection of the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as we can see slowly creeping into the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The words of Allah ta'ala will never change, that's the guarantee of Allah Rabbul Izzat. The meaning of the Quran Sharif will never change because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guaranteed that. But what happens is, rejection enters the hearts of individuals who reject the words of Allah, reject the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala must save us from that. And then Allah ta'ala says, لَهُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا خِزْيٌ, that for them in this world is khiz, is humility. That they came to the best of the creation of Allah. They came to the best human of all humans that Allah ta'ala had created. That was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To test Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And after testing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who received wahi from Allah ta'ala, such wahi that can never ever be disputed, can never ever be doubted, Then they rejected Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For that in this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will humiliate them, and walahum fil akhirati adabun azim, and in the hereafter, for them is a great punishment. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq that we always accept the truth, we accept the word of Allah ta'ala, we accept the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and may Allah ta'ala keep us on the sirat al-mustaqim. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.